Tim McManus, Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service, and the partnership's new analysis on agency innovation. Tim, is causing quite a stink. What is it that you think is getting people in such an uproar about this? Is it the fact that it has that buzzword innovation in the title, do you think, that's drawing so much attention?
So I think clearly, Francis, that's probably part of it is, you know, no one wants to be seen as not being innovative. So if you're creating a ranking or highlighting folks who are innovative, that also means that there are folks who are not innovative. Nobody wants to be on that list.
Yeah, you and Deloitte and the Hay Group took this analysis from the 2014 Best Places to Work in the Federal Government data. And I note that the innovation score is falling, like a lot of innovation scores are like a lot of scores in other areas. 4.4 points the innovation score has fallen, this says, since you started measuring innovation in 2010. And you note that coincides with the overall decline in federal employee job and workplace satisfaction in the same four-year period. Do you think there's some kind of congruence there, or is one an element of the other, or is it disassociated and just coincidental, do you think?
So I think it probably isn't coincidental. And if you take a look at this snapshot, we try to identify what some of the key drivers of innovation are in federal agencies. And again, that's based on a set of questions from the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey that we then use in the rating and rankings of best places to work. And as you look at some of those questions and some of those issues that are actually focused on here, they also seem to be drivers of job satisfaction more broadly as well. So one of those is around leadership, and in this case, as a key driver of innovation, as it relates directly around leadership, it's respect for leaders. But there's also some things around employees feeling rewarded for performing high quality of work. So again, those things tend to be associated with empowerment and leadership, which we know are key drivers of best places to work more generally. So it's not entirely surprising that as you see the best places scores in general decline, you also see the scores on innovation decline as well.
And there are, I think, then from the sound of it, a lot of other connectors that we can make here. I mean, I see that a lot of the agencies that score well overall in the various size categorizations of agencies score well in innovation, and they score well in the others. I mean, it's not all entirely bound together, but there certainly seems to be a correlation among all of these categories and not just innovation to overall scores.
Oh, I think that's exactly right, Francis, and specifically when you start looking at innovation as well. And again, if you think about, you know, the overall best places to work scores, what is that actually assessing? It's actually assessing job satisfaction. And again, As I started this saying, not only do agencies not want to be on the list that says we're not innovative, individuals probably don't want to work for their job satisfaction overall is going to be less satisfying or lower if in fact they don't feel that they're empowered, if in fact they don't feel that they actually have the ability to bring a new perspective and a new way of approaching things to their work. So I think, you know, again, I think the direction is pretty clear here.
A whole lot of data points in your work, and we have a link to it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth Tim. But I think the one that bothered me the most as I read through this, only 32.7% of respondents believe creativity and innovation are rewarded in their organizations. That's terrible. That should be scary to folks who are really interested in driving innovation at their agencies.
Yeah, and I think so. I'd throw in one other piece of that, Francis, which makes that data point even scarier, which is almost 90%. Of federal employees said that they were constantly looking for ways to do their job better. So here are a large group of federal employees who say we want to do our work better. We're looking for ways to do our jobs better, but yet only a third of them believe that creativity and innovation are rewarded. So again, they're looking for it, but they're actually seeing that it's not rewarded. And to me, that's the biggest disconnect right there. These are not folks who are coming to work saying, I want to do this the same old way. I want to approach my job. I want to approach the mission. I want to approach this. I want to approach that the same way that it's been done for years. They're actually coming in saying, I actually am looking for new ways, new, better ways to do my job and to help us achieve our mission, yet only 33% are saying they're rewarded for it. And throw in one more data point with that, only 54% feel that they're encouraged to come up with new and better ways of doing things. So again, the will is there, but the structure or the process or the motivation for them to actually act on that is doing anything but encouraging them to do that.
And so I see a couple of possibilities here as the potential problem or potential solution, and maybe it's some combination. One of them is teaching managers and leaders how to recognize innovation. And by that, I don't mean recognize it as in you've done a nice job, Tim. That's coming later. It's just recognizing it, seeing it when it happens. Maybe that's part of the issue where these employees feel like they're doing things or trying things, and maybe the people above them in the chain don't even notice, or when they do notice, then the second part is the other definition of recognition, which is, John, you did a fine job by doing whatever, and it's very helpful and beneficial to the organization, and here's why, and everybody make a big deal about John for a minute. It seems like both of those issues may be shortcomings here.
I think both of those are at play. And what we've seen, you know, with the snapshot as well, we also looked at agencies that actually have done well here and have really helped agents or helped their workforce innovate. And there are some common kind of things that run through those innovative cultures. One is that they've rewarded creativity. And I think, again, Francis, to your point, in both of the ways that you've identified. Secondly, they've actually provided forums for employees to share and test new ideas as well. So again, you know, this isn't simply you've done a great idea, Francis, but it's providing the forums that people feel like they can bring new ideas to the table in the first place. And part of that bringing new ideas to the table in the first place is also encouraging responsible risk-taking as well. So go out, look at things a little bit differently. Don't think inside the box. Bring some new creative thinking to the process. And then the other thing that we actually saw as well among those higher performing innovative agencies as well is bringing in talent from outside the agency for rotational assignments to infuse new ideas into the workplace as well. And you know, we know from some other types of rotational programs like the PMF, like rotations that a number of folks have gone through as part of their SES development programs, that is, it's not only good for the receiving agency, but it's also good for the agency that's actually you know, providing the person on loan or the detail, because they're actually going to bring back new ways of thinking and new ways of doing things as well. So it really plays both ways there.
Tim McManus of the Partnership for Public Service, what do you make of the attempts to spark this innovation issue, like HHS's Idea Lab? The Commerce Department is developing a similar effort, those kinds of things. Are they potentially answers to this model? Because none of those that I've heard about so far, there are other agencies doing them too, none of them require huge amounts of resources. They're structured so that the time that the employees spend on them is carved out of their regular schedules, so they're not staffing up entirely new operations, those kinds of things. Is that potentially the model that we could expect to see grow in the coming, say, 6 months to 2 years, Tim?
So I think what we have seen is success with those, again, in part, Francis, because it's created a forum or it's created a platform for people to be able to share ideas and put them out on the table in a lot of respects, in a way that is really non-threatening to either to anyone really within the agency. You know, idea factories have been around for a while. I think we are going to see kind of the continuation of some of those, and particularly focused, maybe a little bit more focused on some really key issues or areas that agencies may be struggling with a little bit more. So I think you will see that. I think we've seen it work. It's getting traction. I think you'll see more of it going forward.